Shavuos Perek Daled deals with the Shavuos Ha'edus, the oath of testimony. This is somebody saw a financial transaction. He was there when a loan was made. So he's an aide. He's a witness. Then later, when the person trying to claim his money back needs witnesses in court, they go to him to testify and he refuses to testify. He can be pressed to take an oath, a Shavuah, that he knows nothing about the matter at hand. And if he's discovered to have been lying, then the Torah says, if he's a witness and he knew or he saw the transaction, in lo yagid, and if he refuses to testify, then asa avono, he will bear his avera, he will bear his sin. Which means he'll have to, as the Torah continues explaining, bring a carbon olav yored because of the fact that he lied under oath about whether he knew testimony about this matter or not. Mishnah Aleph begins, Shavuos Ha'edus noheges ba'anoshim v'lo ba'anoshim. The Shavuah of Eidus applies to men, but not to women. Since women can't be Eidim min ha-Torah, and they wouldn't be allowed to testify about this financial matter, they won't have to make this Shavuah. Baruchokim v'lo bekrovim. Similarly, it applies to non-relatives, but not to relatives who would be unfit to testify in a case involving their relation. Baksherim v'lo ba'psulim. And it applies to those who are fit to be Edim, but not to people who are unfit to testify. And the Gemara explains that this would be because of offenses that they have committed. Like, for example, if they're about to get Misa, or if they're going to get Malchus, if they're liable to punishment by Beis Din, then they can't testify. Ve'ena noheges, and a summary statement, and it doesn't apply, ela beru'uyen loheyed, except to those who are suitable to testify. The Gemara elaborates that this extra statement leaves out certain additional people, like the king. In the Mishnah Sanhedrin, we find that the king does not testify in front of Beis Din. It's beneath his dignity. Or somebody who's disqualified, the Rabbanon, like somebody who makes his living gambling, pigeon racing, dice playing. It's also bifnei Beis Din, b'shelo bifnei Beis Din, whether the aide swore on his own volition that he didn't know about what was involved with the case. So he said, I don't know anything, and I swear I didn't know anything. Or if he takes the oath in court, mipi atzmo, if it's a situation where he decided to start swearing. If he brought the shavua on himself, then he's going to be chayav whether it was in front of Beis Din or not. Mipi acherim, but if it is other people who are forcing him to swear, the claimant, the plaintiff, demands that this person give testimony and makes them swear, he says, well, then I'm swearing on your behalf that you don't know anything, and they say amen, for example, then ein chayav nashechaper bohen beBeis Din. According to Divrei Rabbi Meir, they are not going to be chayav to bring the korban unless they deny knowing anything in front of Beis Din. In lo yagid v'nasa avono. In lo yagid where? Where in front of Beis Din, says Rabbi Meir. In a case where he's forced to swear. If he himself swore mipi atzmo, then Rabbi Meir agrees that he would be chayev no matter what the situation was. But if a chachamim omrim, the chachamim are broader, and they say bein mipi atzmo, whether he himself decided to swear as a way to try to protest and say, I don't know anything, I'm not going to participate, or whether the other people forced him to swear, they're not chayiv the carbon until they deny in front of court that they know testimony. And the Gemara explains that they learned this case from the law of the Shuas Pikadon, a guy who has a guarantee, he's holding somebody else's object, and then he swears he doesn't know it, so that has to happen in front of a Beis Din, so this also would have to happen in front of a Beis Din in order for him to be chayav a karban. Mishnah Beis, b'chayavin al zadon hashavua, and they are chayav a karban if there is a mazid, a willful transgression of the shavua. That is, they remembered that they witnessed the transaction, and then they perjured themselves. They said, no, I am not going to give testimony in court, so they have to bring a carbon for the oath, because they knew they were going to have to bring a carbon in such a situation. Ve'al shigigasa, or if it was an accident, if it was a shogeg, im zadon ha'edus, if they willfully denied the testimony. So in this case, they were unaware that if they made a false oath, they would have to bring a carbon for it. But they were willful. They were mazed on the fact that they were lying about having testimony that they're refusing to give. So they told the court, "Who, me? I don't know anything." And they knew something. They just didn't realize there was going to be a carbon situation involved. But ve'enan chayan al shigigasa. But when it comes to a complete unwitting denial, where they forgot that they saw the transaction, and they made the oath, and it really was innocent, they did not realize that they had seen it, or they had forgotten that they had seen it, in that case they would be completely pater from having to bring a korban. Umahin chayven al zodan hashvua. And what would they be chayv for if they did a mazid, a willful lying under oath? Korban olav yored, as we've been saying until now, the korban olav yored, which is the graded payment that the rich people bring an animal, and then poorer people bring birds, and then the poorest people bring korban mincha.